it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July 13th, 2019. Hope all is well. There is a ton of things going on today. Today's guest, we moved Josh Williams up one day because he's got all the golf we need to know, all the odds on golf, and all everybody who's played well at Pebble, played well at the U.S. Open, kind of some picks to talk about and what to look for out in the Monterey Peninsula. 725 with J-Dub today. Bradley LeCroy, 745. We're going to kind of preview the fall at Clemson, talk about position battles and some of the guys they have going and some pitching staff stuff after the draft and after all the recruiting has now wrapped up. And Paul Strelo, 805. What a star-studded event the Dabo Swinney football camp has become, including players from Texas and California, and now they have a pipeline in California, it seems like. So we'll get to Paul's thoughts on that coming up at 8:05 this morning. I asked you to do it. I hope you did it and watched it last night. Game 7, St. Louis wins 4-1 over the Boston Bruins, and Bennington, the goalie, the rookie goalie, was amazing in his play and in thwarting early attacks from the Boston Bruins. Some late goals, or I guess early, and then a couple of added on extra late goals means the Bruins fall at home 4-1 to the St. Louis Blues, their very first Stanley Cup. And what an unbelievable accomplishment that was, going from worst to first and winning the Stanley Cup. We'll get Zach's thoughts on that. Hope you watched it. Give us some thoughts on that coming up as well. U.S. Open tees off 9:45 Eastern time, 6:45 local time. Sam Saunders will hit the first ball off the first tee today. Former Clemson Tiger will tell you about that coming up. Robbie Caldwell is going into the Furman Hall of Fame. Now, that should be entertaining. Entertaining Hall of Fame speech. Former Furman great, now Clemson offensive line coach, with a great honor there. Kevin Durant, Achilles surgery. Boy, that's a big shock. I tried to tell you that 6 weeks ago, but Achilles surgery was what happened there. Game 6, by the way, the NBA Finals coming up from Golden State tonight. And we have very interesting news coming out today that, according to ESPN, according to several other sources out, the NCAA will notify 6 schools of serious NCAA violations. This with the NCAA basketball, or the FBI basketball probe. Well, I actually told CBS, not ESPN, CBS, that at least 6 men's Division I basketball programs will be served notices of allegations of level 1 violations, the most serious of those. And we'll give you maybe a little taste of who some of those 6 could be as the show progresses. We have one of the soothsayers in golf telling who's going to win the U.S. Open today. Or U.S. Open this week. David Duval, I'll tell you who he picked. He correctly picked Tiger Woods to win the Masters this year. He correctly picked Brooks Koepka to win the PGA Championship. I'll tell you who he picks to win the U.S. Open as today goes on. Also gave you some tee times. I have some odds from a lot of different avenues in sports. We'll get to that a little bit. And I have one more hockey thought I'll run by Zach Orr as the show progresses. The producer of the show. Oh, quickly, let me do this. I always give you Major League Baseball scores. Let me just give you this for those that degenerate gamblers out there. A's over the Rays 6-2, thank goodness. Reds beat the Indians 7-2. Cubs pounded the Rockies 11-1. Red Sox over the Rangers 4-3. D-backs shut out the Phillies 2-0. Blue Jays over the O's 8-6. Marlins shut out the Cardinals 9-0. Braves got another win, their sixth in a row. Riley homers again, 8-7 in 11 innings. It was a Riley home run in the bottom of the ninth that tied it up. And so they went 8-7 in 11 innings. Tigers over the Royals 3-2. Brewers doubled up the Astros 6-3. Mariners down the Twins 9-6. And the Giants over the Padres 4-2. But the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, boo!
Mickey Plyler in the blood and flesh this morning right in front of me. My goodness.
I'm glad to be back. I missed you. Man. I love being here. Sorry I was gone for 3 days.
Forever. You took yourself a little sixer, a little fiver. I don't know what it was at this point.
Well, you're lucky. I came back for a meeting.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out last night the meeting was canceled.
Oh,
so
no.
So I still should be at the beach with my monster son.
I know how much you enjoy being at the beach.
Yeah. I don't mind the beach, man, with my family. You know, when I used to go by myself, whatever. Mary and I go, or now Mary and Drake and I go, I enjoyed it a lot more. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. You sent me a picture of your boy last night, and then you shared it with the Twitter world.
You said...
what'd I say?
You said, that boy's a monster. How'd you put that? One of my buddies said he should be driving. Levon Kirkland, future NFL Hall of Famer, commented on it on Facebook when I put it up, and he said, man, that boy's... he should be walking by now.
Oh, you said, is that not the biggest four-month-old baby you've ever seen? I said, that kid is at least a year old.
Dude, is it just, I mean, that picture probably doesn't even do it justice either. That's the biggest kid ever, isn't he?
He's a big boy. What is he wearing clothes-wise?
Like 1 year.
Is he?
Yeah. He's 4 months now. He wears 9 to 12 clothes.
Did he drive home last night, or did he?
He could have.
Yeah.
Could have.
Let his old man sleep one off in the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. By the way, I mentioned on Twitter, I don't know why we don't have an interstate, man. It just takes forever. It's like a 5.5-hour trip. Just took forever, man.
You city slickers and your interstates. Goodness gracious. Take a back road. Enjoy it. Well, put the windows down. Turn the music up. Have a good ride.
Couldn't. Rained all day.
Did it really?
No, most of it. Lot of it.
You hate to hear it.
That's right. No, not bad at all. So tell me, buddy, now that I'm back, you look great. You got your devil stuff on the devils on the clock now?
Devils are on the clock now. I appreciate you picking up on that.
I saw that. How'd they get the first pick of the draft?
How did they get it? They won the lottery.
They didn't have the worst record. They just won the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay. So catch me up, buddy. Catch me up. What'd you do yesterday? What'd you miss?
Yeah, yesterday was just a wonderful day, Mickey Piler. Just an absolutely wonderful day. Obviously, we had Stanley Cup final last night on NBC Sports, and Doc Emmerich on the call.
He's awesome.
Who is just so good. If you listen to other broadcasters or...
He's the best.
I don't know. I work with a lot of people here, and you just pick up on smaller things listening to these kind of broadcasts and the way that he goes about his business, the professional manner that he goes about his business, how it just seems to come so effortlessly is truly just mind-blowing.
It's a flow.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know who the color guy is.
Eddie Olczyk.
Anything to him?
Does a great job. Yeah. Does a great job. Yeah. But he does a great job because Doc Emmerich makes it such an easy job for him to do.
He just sit back and shut up and let Doc go.
Absolutely. And when Doc stops talking after 10 straight minutes of talking,
right,
you just interject a little something there. And yeah, man, you're
right, Doc. I agree.
You're going to win an Emmy. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Tell me this. Is Bennington, is that story, he's still in his head.
Yeah. He was great last night.
Is that story, how does that second half of the season, how does that playoff run compare to some of the all-time greats?
Well, you talk about, yeah, this second half of the season, New Year's Day, they're tied for last, and by January 3rd, they own dead last in the league. Sole possession of 31st place in the National Hockey League belonged to the St. Louis Blues on January the 3rd. We're sitting here on June the 13th. June 13th, and they are Stanley Cup champions.
Crazy.
It is, not only is it, how does that compare to other,
you know, no, they didn't decide to go all in.
No.
They had a goalkeeper that got hot.
They made a change at head coach.
Right. Put an interim guy in.
They put an interim guy, Craig Berube, who was a different style than what they had in there with Mike Yeo. And they made a change of goaltender, a guy who was cast off in the organization.
Right.
Guy who they didn't have room for. They were going to send him to the East Coast Hockey League the year before. And he said no to that assignment. Went to Providence, came back, and he ended up starting and winning Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last night for the St. Louis Blues. The Conn Smythe went to Ryan O'Reilly for the Blues, who, come to find out after the series, after last night wrapped up, played since the second round with a broken rib and won the Conn Smythe for the MVP of the playoffs.
Yeah.
With a broken rib.
a great score and all that, but this is Bennington's series. I don't know if you don't get over to goalies or not, but this is his season.
Sure. I mean, you're not here without Jordan Bennington. That's clear.
Right.
Guy was unbelievable. He was nothing short of phenomenal. And a tip of the cap to the St. Louis Blues. Hope they enjoy it. I mean, they've had a bit of a rough go of it in St. Louis sports-wise the last couple of years. Obviously, the Rams leaving town, right? The Cardinals haven't been as good.
Right.
Anheuser-Busch got sold.
Ugh.
I mean, it's been a rough go of it. And then all of a sudden, the Blues go ahead and win the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history. And welcome to royalty.
I will ask you this. In just the history and tradition of it, let me make a couple of statements first, and I got another question for you. I love the history and the tradition when they bring out the Stanley Cup. Why does everybody hate Bettman?
Bettman's the devil.
Is he?
Yeah.
They hate him.
I hate him. Everybody should hate him.
Anyway, and he knows
he's the NHL's Roger Goodell.
Oh, it's awful. Anyway, so but they bring it out and the way they present this thing, I think one of the great things is that the Boston Bruins wait on the ice as the Blues celebrate to shake their hands, and then it is a lengthy procession that you shake. It's almost like going through a wake or, you know, going through a visitation. And they have these very solemn words for each other, and then get back to the thing, to the celebration.
It was a little different last night. Normally the captains meet at center ice to start the handshake line.
Right.
And Jordan Bennington led the Blues to the handshake line last night.
Yeah. And the captain was last.
Well, captain was last, which is, it's fine. You flip flop it, let your team go first. I get it. But it's different from protocol.
Yeah.
Call my eye.
And then they go back. NBC has to figure out a way to have a 7-second delay.
It's so bad.
Because as they pass this cup along,
these guys,
they're just dropping F-bombs.
Oh, man. They're freaking right. Hey, buddy. Like, they're just excited.
Freaking A.
Oh, they're screaming.
Freaking right.
Oh, my. And who? We can't blame them at that point, right? We got guys with broken ribs, broken jaws. Who else knows what they're going through and what ailments they have?
Yeah.
And this is something that is the culmination of their sport and their profession. And they have a camera and mic shoved into their face for it. And I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and blame them. It's a bad look for NBC. And it's kind of uncomfortable to hear Doc talk. And then
they just ignore
the cup. And they just ignore it. And the guy's just ripping off F-bombs. And
you got to have a delay in there.
Like, oh, okay. They eventually made the announcement. I don't know if you watched long enough, where they're like, "Yeah, we're going to turn off the on ice mic. We didn't perceive the profanities to be that much of a problem, but it turned out it's going to be." It's like, well, turned off the on ice mic.
Every single time the visiting team does it, it happens. What are you talking about? You don't perceive.
Every time.
All right, here's my question to you.
That was something you talked about in like game 5.
I told you. I said, watch if they win away home ice. I mean, if they win on as a visiting team, it's awful. And it's about it happens every time. Anyway, here's my quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I get to it. What's on tap for segment 2?
Oh, buddy, U.S. Open starts today.
Okay.
We would be fools to not talk about the U.S.
okay.
Open.
Okay, all right. Well, we're not fools, I hope.
You're wearing your Kopeka hat this morning.
Yeah, Kopeka.
So I'm excited.
All right, now, next question. Does the NHL have drama? I watch NBA, and I watch Stephen A. Smith, and I watch ESPN, and I watch all these outlets talk about Kawhi Leonard. Oh, he was he was shunned by the Spurs, and I can't believe that they would shun him that way and put him down. And is Durant going to play or not? And who's going to offer him a max contract? And it's all about the chemistry, the touches, and whose team is this? Can Unibrow and Zion, could they coexist on the same team? And then I watch the NFL, and it's like all these wide receiver babies about getting touches. And I watch the NHL, and I see a bunch of guys. They all look the same, by the way. They all have beards in the playoffs. They're all missing little teeth.
Yeah.
And they all look the same. They're all big lurches, man. They're all big, huge guys now, by the way. That's a big change, is that they're 6'4" monsters out there now. But anyway, I don't hear of any domestic violence. I don't hear of any arrests. I don't hear of any, this is my team. I want my ice time. This is my pucks. I don't hear any of the drama. Now, maybe because they're not at the front and center. I personally, I think of it more of the team game rather than the individual game. And I perceive this as a breath of fresh air in the selfish world of professional sports.
You know what? You're not wrong to perceive it that way. I'm not going to pretend that there's not issues in the league, because like every league out there, there is. And they're dealt with in maybe a different way than they are around the professional sports landscape and other sports. The NHL has long prided itself on putting team before player. And I think that pays off in times like these and in instances like these. It is ultimately a team sport. And playing for the guy next to you is paramount to success in the National Hockey League. And that translates to the fan, because it's something we can relate to. It's something that we strive for, to have cohesion in the workplace, right? We know what that is. And it's exciting to see that. It's not me, me, me. It's us. And I'll give you an example. It's about relating to your fan base and relating to your players. We talked about Patrick Maroon in the playoffs so far. The Big Rig is his nickname up there in St. Louis. That's a guy that left money and years on the table to go back to his hometown of St. Louis to be with his son that he doesn't get to see as much if he's traveling around the country with another franchise. This guy who lost his grandfather in January as the Blues were climbing out of the basement of the NHL, whose grandfather told him they were going to win the Stanley Cup this summer. And they won the Stanley Cup last night.
Yeah.
Like, it's those kind of stories that get out. And whether that's the NHL PR being phenomenal at their job, or that is just the purity of the sport and the people that play it, I don't know. I can't speak for what it is, but it is certainly one that I enjoy and one that I hope all of you who had the opportunity to watch last night enjoyed as well.
I think it plays well for the future as we tire of selfishness and individuality and drama. I think it plays well for the future in this country.
There's always going to be people that love drama, right? You know, we all know people that love drama.
Yeah.
But that kind of helps things like the NHL, doesn't it?
Yes. I think it plays well for the future.
Those two things kind of not offset each other, but they give and pull.
Yeah. All right. So segment two, talking some U.S. Open.
The United States Open.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait.
I am so excited for this tournament.
Hey, I'm excited for your wedding. I'm excited to go get cleaned up over at Roosters and your groomsmen and your father, the groom, and all you guys going over getting this haircut thing, man, looking good, smelling good, straight razor shit. Get the back of the neck thing, man. My hair grows in the back of the neck like crazy. Can't get on top of my head. Back of the neck looks great. It's our great friends at Roosters, Pelham Road over in Greenville, roostersmgc.com. They got a bunch of programs for you to help you out, a bunch of incentives over there to help you out. 884-8920. It's Roosters MGC, Men's Grooming Center, roostersmgc.com. Come on to see it, man. For you guys out there, you fellows out there, get a little fellowship over that way. 884-8920, roostersmgc.com. Segment two, right after this.
Oh, the air is so stale in your car, dear. I'm gagging. Still able to speak, though. Don't you want fresh air for Granny's little darlings? All that dirt and odor outside gets into your car and into their precious lungs.
Well, you can't always choose what gets into your car. Block and control odors in your car with the power of Febreze and Purolator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters. Find your retailer at pureoil.com.
Do you know about Febreze, dear? It helps of your smells like a thrift store.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get any size of our legendary iced tea for just $1.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty, and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com.
Dads deserve a comfortable ride. There's no need to get beat up doing yard work. The Ferris IS mowers at Landscaper Supply in Easley feature a patented suspension system allowing each wheel to follow the terrain. This reduces the shock to the chassis and on your body. Ferris equipment is built for unmatched comfort, durability, and quality of cut. Show Dad some love this Father's Day by having his back. See Landscaper Supply of Easley at 420 Williams Avenue and surprise him with a Ferris IS series mower so he can work hard and feel good.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Father's Day savings at the Home Depot means more meat on the grill for less money on the table. Right now, the exclusive NexGrill 5-burner gas grill is only $169, a $199 value. With 5 burners for more even cooking and enough grilling area for 23 burgers at once, your inner chef is going to want to cook out. Today is the day for doing with the NexGrill 5-burner gas grill, just $169, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby.
Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. Segment number 2 of hour number 1 coming up right now. But first, I need to tell you all about Urban Nirvana. Urban Nirvana is a service that I've used, the service that Mickey has used. They are wonderful people up there in Greenville, or probably wonderful people in Columbia and or Charleston. UrbanNirvana.com is the website to go to. The big green purchase gift cards tab on the left-hand side of your screen. Click it. Fill in your aim, your information, your financial information, bada bing, bada boom, about 5 minutes or less. You're out of there with a gift card for you or a loved one to go to Urban Nirvana. They offer facials, they offer spa treatments, they offer massages, waxing if you're a hairy individual like one Mickey Plyler, and they can clean you right up. And I can't recommend it enough. I've been there with my fiance. Mickey has sent his wife. I think he's going to plan on going at some point this summer. UrbanNirvana.com. Check him out today. Mickey, the U.S. Open. Tees off this morning. Oh, my goodness. Am I excited? We're going to watch primetime golf for the next 4 days. It's going to be fantastic. Pebble Beach, of course, is the host of this U.S. Open. The iconic,
what a venue,
iconic California golf course in Monterey County. Listen, I don't know a whole lot about Pebble Beach. We found out some things about it over the last couple of days with numerous people calling in and telling us about their experiences and their rounds at Pebble Beach, whether it be spraying the ball all over into the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean, or you know, making 7, 8, 9s on whatever hole it would be. It seems like this golf course is going to be a bit of a bear this weekend. I've watched numerous videos in my own time of guys playing the U.S. Open setup at Pebble Beach the last couple of days, and it just being an absolute monster out there. So I am excited, Mickey. I am very excited. I know your boy Patrick Cantlay is not very excited about the rough around the green areas. It's a little thick. You throw your ball in there, you can't even find it. Just 6 or 7 paces off the green. I don't know if you watched that video. It's great. And listen, it's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a great tournament. Mickey gave you a list of 12 people that could win the U.S. Open yesterday. I'm sure he'll be kind enough to run over those 12 names again. And what I would like from him, we squeezed it in for the second hour yesterday. His top three there, and we'll probably run over his top three, my top three, as we go on throughout the day. But Mickey, Pebble Beach, you're playing in December. I know you're excited. You've probably played it about 400 times on the old PlayStation 4 by now. You know every shot you're going to hit, where you want to hit it, and how you want to hit it. What does the U.S. Open mean to golf? Is it the biggest championship in golf behind the Masters? Is it up close to the Masters when it's played at a venue like this? And what are your expectations for the weekend as we kick off the tournament this morning?
Some like chocolate, some like vanilla, some like strawberry.
Sure.
Some like butter pecan.
It's up to your personal taste.
Right. There are, here in this area, we are prejudiced and we lean towards the Masters because it's so close. And the Green Jacket and, you name it, Corner and Augusta National. There is a lot of the country, and I don't know what percent, but a lot of the country that feels the U.S. Open is the most important golf tournament in the world. There are those that believe that next month's British Open is the Open and the World Championship, but there's a lot of folks that all over this country that rather win the U.S. Open than anything. There's an argument and one that is debatable and legit between the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open.
Back home, when it's at a course like Bethpage,
right,
which is, it's not near me, but it's close enough to me regionally.
Right.
Where people are excited about it.
Right.
It's the U.S. Open.
Right.
People get it. It's the U.S. Open. It's going to be here. This is a huge tournament. It's the U.S. Open. In years where it's in California or it's in Minnesota or wherever it's going to be held, if it's not close to where these people are, it's the Masters. Yeah. It's always going to be the Masters.
Yeah. Always ends on Father's Day.
Yep.
Which is great. There's some great stories out there all the time for that. I love the fact that we're going to get it for the sixth time at Pebble Beach. This golf course is amazing. Just another weather update. Winds looking like they're going to creep a couple more miles an hour, but not too bad. We're not going to have any really true chance of rain right now. 60 today, 59 tomorrow, 60 on Saturday, and 62 on Sunday. The wind's anywhere from 11 to 12 miles an hour in that southwest to northwest winds. Winds coming from the west. And so that will be interesting to see. The golf course looks amazing. The greens will be an issue. I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to hear it 100,000 times. The greens are Poa annua.
I don't know what that is.
But it's a weed, actually.
It's not a grass.
No, it's a weed. It is a, we call it Poa or Poa or Poana. Poa annua, it's a Latin term for a weed. It doesn't have a great root system, and it will get purple in some spots, and it's just what they have there.
But it's hardy enough to stand up to the Pacific Ocean spraying on it?
It is.
12 months a year?
It is, but when you dry it out, the way they dry it out, bake it out, the way it will be baked out, it will turn purple. The other thing that happens is at 6:40 this morning, 6:50 this morning, it puts really smooth. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, bumpy, 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 bumpy rides. And when two things happen when greens get bumpy. Number one, Well, one thing, the ball gets airborne. And that means the speeds will be inconsistent. When the ball's in the air, you can't predict what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Two is it can bump off of line. That's really one of the few, if the wind's not blowing, it's one of the few defenses that this golf course has, except for, which should be some pretty interesting rough, and except for some tiny, tiny, tiny greens. What you will see in this week is that some players will hit driver, some will hit three wood, some will hit long irons or hybrids, but they're all going to end up in about the same spots off the tee. What that means is that this will come down to second shots. With that Poa, with that, you want to be below the hole. It's almost like a Plinko board at times. So you need to be below the hole, which means a lot like Augusta National, this comes down to a second shot golf course. This means that the Dustin Johnsons and the Brooks Koepkas, they'll be hitting irons off tees and fairway woods off tees. That gives them an advantage because they'll be able to hit it straighter, but it's fairly generous fairways. The driver won't be the most important club in the bag this week.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the 5-iron, 6-iron, 7-iron, 8-iron, 9-iron. It's those middle to short irons, and who places the ball below the hole. Now, I know what you're thinking over there. This is good for Tiger Woods.
No dinging things.
It's good for Tiger Woods.
It sounds like it's good for Tiger Woods.
It's very good for Tiger
Woods. But it also sounds like it's not great for Tiger Woods today, as you're telling me the greens are going to be bumping and rough.
Except
well
for
past
this.
The time he tees off.
Except for this.
He's off, what, 5-something?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
time?
He goes late, early. That's what you want. You got the best draw. Late on Thursday, early on Friday. And except for this, because the USGA is under such a microscope with letting the greens get out of hand, they have made a decision, and they have publicly talked about it, that it will be softer and more. They will start out the green speeds slower. They'll start out the greens softer and more moist for that root system right off the bat. Now, does the wind blow? Does the humidity get low? Does it get baked out as the week goes on? I think you'll see it get tougher as the week goes on. But don't be surprised today. I think there's a 63, a 64, 65s. I think you will see very low scores with the opening round of the U.S. Open.
If you see a 63 today, you're going to see the president of the USGA out there on every green with a hair dryer trying to dry this thing out.
They just can't help it. The wind's not going to blow. It doesn't look like. And I think you're going to see some very, very, very low scores. I think you're going to see...
exciting golf.
Yeah, I think you're going to see 40 players at par or better at the end of the day.
I love that.
Cool.
You don't?
I don't mind it. Again, I'd rather see the golf course reward good shots and penalize bad shots rather than penalize good shots because we want to keep the score down. Let the guys, these guys, man, are so stinking good. Here's the difference in what the USGA and the R&A do. R&A runs the British Open, right? The R&A sets the golf course up. And what they say is, hey, put it this way, St. Andrews, Scotland, has had it to where even par is a great score. And they've also had it where 18 under is a great score. And all that is determined by Mother Nature. If it's St. Andrews, the wind doesn't blow, these guys rip St. Andrews up one side and down the other. If the wind blows, it's a tremendous test. With that said, that's the USGA has not had that approach. USGA's approach is we will keep the scores down. We care about the winning score,
mm-hmm.
and we will keep the score down. Traditionally, you hear the fans say it all the time, I love to watch this week because I love watching the guys struggle. And they did it with this tall rough everywhere, and you had to chop it back in the middle of the fairway. If you missed the fairway, you just had to take it in the spinach and just chop it back out. They've given you a chance to advance it towards the green now, and that's fine. But the offset of that is they've just baked these greens out and killed these greens, and that's why the setup has been so controversial. But this week they act like their public stance is we're going to start the green speed off 8 inches, maybe even a foot shorter than what they're normally. They're normally a 12 or 13, and they'll be about 11. You'll see a lot of guys leave putts short today And people go, oh my God, there's not up to the normal green speed. Well, they don't want to kill the grass or in the first round like they've done it in times in the past. So we'll see. Should be a lot of fun, man.
I'm very excited for today.
You're not. Let me say this. You're not as familiar with Pebble Beach?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Let me quickly just run this down. The first hole you'll see there is it's a nothing hole.
I know 18 on Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
And that's the icon, but that's it.
That's it. All right. Well, listen, buddy. Listen. The first hole, I'm going to quickly run through this.
Quickly.
The first hole is really just a throwaway par four. You hit a little iron off the tee or a little five wood, a little hybrid off the tee. It's a dogleg right, a little uphill approach, and there's really nothing to it. The second hole is an interesting hole because it's normally played as a par five, but they're going to play it as a par four this week. And so you're really looking forward to one of the tougher holes in the golf course.
That's where that driver comes into play.
Yeah, I think guys will hit driver there. The third hole is, I don't like it. It's a 90 degree dogleg left off the tee, and it's got an interesting green to it, but that's not one you'll remember. The fourth hole is very interesting, Zach. It's only a 443-yard hole. It's a seaside hole. You can see the water down the right-hand side, the Pacific Ocean down the right-hand side. And you're going to see guys that might try to drive it up there very close to the green, but a lot of irons being played here. The par three is a fifth hole, is about 10, 15 years ago, whatever, they redid it, and it's an oceanside hole, and it's beautiful. The sixth hole is one of the most interesting par fives in the world in that it's on the cliffs. They call it that's the start of the Cliffs of Doom there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it. It's beautiful. We'll show you some of this during the break. And most of the guys reaching two there. You get the water all around it. The seventh hole is maybe the most famous par three in all of golf. It's only 111 yards straight downhill. You'll see the waves crashing up by the green. Really, really cool. You'll see the eighth tee box right there beside it. Really great, short little par three, but the wind blows there, and it can be devastating. Jack Nicklaus said the eighth hole is the greatest hole in golf. You tee off with a less than driver there, probably an iron, maybe a hybrid or three wood or five wood, and your second shot's this unbelievable view down the cliffs with the Pacific Ocean out there. The ninth hole might be the hardest hole, 484, 500-yard slope, green, a fairway slope from left to right, but you got the ocean, the beach over there to the right of it. Same thing with the 10th hole, tiny greens, undulated greens, but 9 and 10 look pretty similar. They got a lot of slope in there. You like that. And then as they turn back away from the ocean, it's not as the iconic views at a pretty cute little hole, number 11, a par 4, a very difficult par 3, number 12, 200-yard par 3. The 13th hole is you're playing away from the ocean again. It's not – you won't see it. The 14th hole's got a very tricky green. It's a par 5 with a tricky green that guys might be able to get up there. 15's a really cool little hole, but it's not really on the ocean. When you see the iconic holes, you get back to 17, this par 3. That's a monster hole, a 200-yard par 3. With an hourglass shape type green, that's really cool. And then 18, the par five. I heard something interesting about 18 yesterday. That you're seeing some guys hit 3-iron off the tee and 3-wood into the green, rather than 3-wood off the tee and 3-iron into the green.
Where's the logic behind that?
I don't know. Get the ball in play, and then you have to hit one good shot rather than two. So anyway, but that's the hole you already know. That's the reachable par five with the big tree out in the middle of the fairway with the just beautiful, beautiful setting there with the Monterey Peninsula. The point is I think iconic's probably the best way to put it, golf holes out there. You're going to love it, man. You're going to absolutely 100% love the views and the vistas and the golf course today. Can't wait. You're camping out at noon? I mean, that's when you're starting, right at noon?
6:50 this morning is when I'm going to start.
Yeah.
But once we finish up the show, yeah, we're going to start around now.
Awesome, man. Can't wait.
Then come 5 o'clock, buddy.
Can't wait.
I mean.
Can't wait. Hey, by the way, you know what felt good last night?
What?
Engineer sleep bed. Got back in my house, man. Got back in my engineer sleep bed. I love it. You're going to love it as well. Hey, Jay and Davis Orders, their family's been in the mattress business. Their grandfather's in the mattress business. They know about this, but they came up with this great idea. Let's build these mattresses in our facility here in Greenville, and let's sell them locally and cut out the middleman. Now, they make a lot of mattresses for a lot of different companies and a lot of different people all over the world. I told you about the Green Bay Packers. I told you about the Real Housewives. I told you they do these things for these people all over the world. But, and they've got a big internet business there, no doubt about that. But they like this part of their business, this engineer sleep part of their business, where it's local people that are coming by and watching you make their mattress and local people coming by and picking it up and taking it home with them and picking out their mattress right here in their showroom and not paying full retail for it because it's not a markup on. I love this idea. It's a great idea. It is our awesome friends at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. We'll talk some more USO when we come back. I have some tea times when we come back. But I want to talk about this big poppy story. A developing situation in the case of the shooting of Big Poppy. We'll talk about that after a very short break.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Get summer ready at Gold's Gym with our hottest offer of the year. That's right. Start your fitness journey today with zero enrollment and no contract. Gold's Gym has everything you need to get ready for summer, including group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more. Visit goldsgym.com/summer to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Commitment may be required. Other restrictions may apply. Hurry in. Offer ends this Sunday, June 16th.
The deals are scorching at George Coleman Ford this month, where you can get in a new 2019 Edge SEL with leather and sync 3 plus amenities. MSRP $40,865. George Coleman Ford priced at just $32,999 plus tax and tag. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Edge SEL today.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through July 1st.
Dads deserve a comfortable ride. There's no need to get beat up doing yard work. The Ferris IS mowers at Landscaper Supply in Easley feature a patented suspension system allowing each wheel to follow the terrain. This reduces the shock to the chassis and on your body. Ferris equipment is built for unmatched comfort, durability, and quality of cut. Show Dad some love this Father's Day by having his back. See Landscaper Supply of Easley at 420 Williams Avenue and surprise him with a Ferris IS series mower so he can work hard and feel good. Your home is an investment. The Pink Panther says invest in your home with Owens Corning Premier Roofing Products. Reformed Exteriors is a preferred contractor for Owens Corning, so you can have peace of mind knowing your roof will get the best shingles done right. Trust the quality of the Pink Panther and trust Reformed Exteriors. Get the roof you need, want, and deserve. Call Sam at 864-704-9249. Visit reformedexteriors.com.
O'Reilly. Have everything you need for your next oil change? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save on 5 parts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, earn triple O rewards points. Protect your engine with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week at Party City, turn up the heat on your summer with these great deals. It's time to enjoy that pool with buy one, get one 50% off giant pool inflatables. Or pick up solid color plastic table covers at just $2 for $1. And our 50 count 16 ounce party cups are buy two, get one free. That's right, buy two, get one free. Do your summer upright, only at Party City. Oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
To the report.
Kennedy Foundation started over in Camden, South Carolina. I passed through Camden yesterday, as a matter of fact, coming home. But they're now in the upstate. Now they're all over the state of South Carolina. They got a big old building over there in Spartanburg. Remember we had Walt do a show from over there. Hey, this is a local company now providing foundation repair services. If you have any kind of cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways or windows, chimneys that might be pulling away from your home, or uneven or sloping floors, windows or doors that are stuck or jammed, or any cracks above foundation drywalls, foundation walls, why not get the proven products, the quality products, the proven services, the great professional experience? Let them permanently repair any problem you might have. For a free quote, it's easy. CanteyCanFixIt.com. 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 Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's where Delvin's over in beautiful Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Delvin. I appreciate you calling in, man. Hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're blessed.
Do you think the NCAA are going to really look into this, or you think they're going to blame it on some Division II schools we ain't never heard of?
Yeah, I love that old saying that the NCAA was so ticked at Kentucky cheating that they put Cleveland State on probation. I think now let me read to you what, because we talked a little bit about it in the first segment. I'm going to get to it later, but a high-ranking NCAA official told CBS Sports on Wednesday that at least six Division I men's basketball programs will receive notices of allegations for Level 1 violations, the most serious under the NCAA rules, as a result of this FBI deal. Stan Wilcox, the vice president of regulatory affairs, told CBS Sports at the Athletic Directors Conference in Orlando, Florida, that two programs might receive notice of allegations as early as July, and the other four probably still receive them by the end of the summer. He said, quote, there's even another group of cases that we're still working on. The main thing is that we're up and ready. We're moving forward, and you'll see consequences. He declined to say which schools would receive allegations, but he said, would receive notices, but he said, quote, I would just say that it's clear when you look at the number of cases that were listed by the Southern District Court of New York, those numbers were more than likely to be reflected by the number of cases that are going to be moving forward. And now remember, in the case of New York, it was Arizona, Auburn, Oklahoma State, Southern Cal, Creighton, Kansas, Louisville, NC State, Oregon. Those are the big schools so far that we think among those could be, or maybe even more than those, receive something.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. Should be.
When I heard that, yeah, we're going to see if they're really going to look into it.
Yeah. It sounds like they are, and it sounds like they're going to put some teeth, hopefully put some teeth behind this thing.
Yeah, hope so. Because the way the FBI, because the way it's going now, it doesn't seem like it might just keep going, man. That's my...
Well, you got to have deterrence, and I've said this a thousand times now. This is the NCAA's chance to clean up the sport. This is basketball's chance to clean up the sport. I would hope that this is rock bottom when the FBI has to start sending college basketball coaches to prison, and when we come out with all the quotes and all the tape that we heard, I am very hopeful that this is rock bottom. If this isn't rock bottom, I don't want to see rock bottom. So let's get it. Let's nip it in the bud. Let's take care of it. Let's have some deterrences, and let's move forward with a much cleaner, much more wholesome environment in college athletics.
Yeah, well, that's all I want to say, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Devin. I appreciate the call. Agreed. Mr. Or 24. If the FBI cases and college basketball coaches going to jail and audio tapes of saying, what's it going to take? Okay, houses, cars. Okay, well, we can do this. Oh, we'll see what we can do. I think we can get this thing done. If this isn't rock bottom with major powers and talk of hundreds of thousands of dollars, that I don't want to see rock bottom.
They're not going to release these names until the end of July. Just two of them the end of July, and then the rest of them as the summer goes on. Yeah, you think for a second this is going to be anything of substance, I think we're sadly mistaken.
I think I'm mistaken then.
I'm mistaken with you, but when has the NCAA done the right thing on these things?
I think that because they have it in the past does not mean that they won in the future.
Name one time.
Well, I mean, we've seen teams go on probation. They cleaned up football. Now, football's not squeaky clean anymore. But in the 80s, when SMU and all the Southwest Conference teams started it out, and it got all over the country, as a matter of fact. The Southeastern Conference, Atlantic Coast Conference got all over the place. But when they wanted to, they put things in place. And while, again, man, it's not 100% clean now, but it's much better than oil men buying cars and giving them directly to kids and moms and dads getting big, huge paychecks like it used to be. And I'm, again, it still happens, but nowhere near the extent of the wild. It wasn't, it's not a bidding war anymore for every single player out there like it used to be back in the old days. So in football, they did it. In basketball, it is the shoe company deal. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but it is the shoe company that runs basketball, the shoe companies that run basketball, and now is the opportunity to get the shoes out of the game, to get the street agents out of the game, to get the AAU stuff and runners out of the game, and get these rogue assistant coaches out of the game and get these programs back under control again. I think it's very doable, and no one can tell me they can't do it. You can tell me how they don't want to do it, which I disagree with, but don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. This is it. This is the chance. And I do think we're going to see Arizona. I mean, Arizona is a national championship basketball program, a Final Four basketball program. Kansas, mm-hmm. National championship Final Four basketball program. Louisville. Yeah, I mean, if we get scholarship reductions and major violations occurred and major penalties occurring, like scholarship reductions at a big-time level, at Arizona, Kansas, Louisville, NC State, Southern Cal, Auburn, Oklahoma State, if we get those schools and those schools go down, will you come on board with me and say, you know what, they cleaned it up. They're doing they can to clean it up.
Absolutely, when we see it happen. But right now, you're just hoping on a wing and a prayer, right, that it's going to happen.
No, I'm not hoping on a wing and a prayer.
Well, then it's got to be a fact-based argument, and they haven't done anything to support what they're going to do this yet. Right now, the only thing we have is an article saying that they're going to do it later in the summer. They're kicking the can down the road.
No, it just takes time, man. Remember when you talked about the Steve Smith thing, said, why does that guy still have a job? Well, look, it takes time. These lawyers get involved, and you got to do this thing right. The quote is, there's even a group of cases that we're still working on. The main thing is we're up and ready. We're moving forward, and you'll see consequences. He said, six is what the quote in the article, or the article quotes in it. And he would say that the number's more likely to be reflected by the number of cases you saw moving forward. Mm-hmm. That the main thing is now we're up and ready. We are moving forward and you'll see consequences.
For the record, I stand completely behind my Steve Smith take. I don't know why he still had a job the day after.
Because
for the second part of that, I hope you're
part,
right.
Let me finish this. On the first part.
Yeah.
His contract ran out on April the 30th.
Oh, absolutely. I understand why, but I also, as a person who has talked about the program, worked the program, and supports the program, you were angry and upset immediately afterwards, and I don't apologize or want to backtrack for the way I felt the day after, and I won't.
No, you could be frustrated as a fan, but the attorneys that had to do these things, mm-hmm. You can't be Sonny Corleone, shoot first and ask questions second. You got to get all your ducks in a row. You know, you got to be able to make sure you verify, you interview, you talk to the right people, and then it's coming. It's coming. It's
I really want to believe you. I really do want to believe you, but I got to see it first.
I hope, man.
Have to see it first.
I hope. I have a minute, and that's enough for Paul, I hope, and Ennery. Hey, Paul, I got a minute and a half or so. How you doing?
Okay, just fine, but if that means they're going to shoot him dead like they did Sonny, they're going to shoot first,
ask questions, second. Hey,
But anyway, Mickey, remember back in the 80s, you know, it was, if you wasn't cheating, you wasn't winning. You know, it was just everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, that was the saying. What do you think about this guy that, you know, to pay for college, you know, where this coach out there, where was it, somewhere in California? He got off yesterday with time served one day, a $10,000 fine, and he took $600,000. So what's that going to deter those people from keeping on doing that, cheating and getting these kids in college? You know, these celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, he got $10,000 fine and a one-day sentence suspended because he spent a day in jail. I mean, I was totally shocked at that. I mean, he didn't do anything to him. You know, now the parents are coming up, I think, for, you know, for trial.
Well, here's the bottom line is that we're spending millions on those kind of cases. I'm not talking about the FBI. I'm not talking about jail time. I'm not talking about any of that because I'm not sure that, you know, with all of the human trafficking we've got going on, all the meth I see everywhere and all the bad things that we're doing to kids all over the world, I'm not sure we should worry about that kind of stuff. Anyway, with that said, the NCAA's job is to make sure that intercollegiate athletics adheres to their rules, and the NCAA, with their jurisdiction, it's just time for them to step up and take care of what they should be doing.
I'm kind of like Zach, though. I think they're going to slap them on the hand like they did in North Carolina. I just don't see – from the past, I just don't see them doing anything. Yeah. I'd be totally shocked about it, though. Yeah. But, Nicky, do you don't think that Clemson's name might be on that list, and didn't South Carolina also have a coach? It was a – assistant coach that was doing some shady stuff. You don't think Clemson and Carolina might be on that?
Not for that list because, and I got to get top there. I appreciate it, Paul. Clemson was about, $400 or something that Jerron Blossengame took from an agent? Hour number two when we come back.
Safe at home plate in the